T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Nelson Cruz and Twins baseball star today at 5:30 on WCCO 830.
Mike Max, he's back with the club, too.
Back with the club. Very nice of him to do that for us and remind us of the game tonight from Cleveland. Call in and just to do that one line, that's pretty good.
He's a good guy.
Good guy, yep, and he will rejoin the team tonight. They cleared him, and they've been waiting for this for a while. I think they've been patient with him because that wrist, you never know, one bad swing, and you don't want to go back to the injured list. But it's an embarrassment of riches right now. I hate to say that. I feel like that could be bad luck, but to be able to put him in the lineup now, and Marwin Gonzalez and Austin Dio and Castro maybe, say, sitting on the bench on a given day. Boy, you got options. And if you can get to a point where you go 12 pitchers for a while, you got all kinds of options for Rocco Baldelli. And it'd be interesting to see, Cruz, they put him in the middle, and he'll be a leader there for him, et cetera. But to see how well they've done without him, this is like a bonus baby. So they picked up he and Miguel Sano now in the last couple weeks and added it to a lineup that was already doing really, really well. Think about that if you're the Twins. And think about that if you're the opposing pitcher to the Twins. Have fun.
The Twins have selected 3 on the first day of the draft. Baseball and hockey drafts are really tough to analyze, Maxie, not like the NBA draft or the NFL draft. But still, they got a high school kid out of California and then a kid out of Forest Lake who you know, Matt Wallner, former Mr. Minnesota Baseball.
Yeah, Matt, I met him a few years ago. I was emceeing a banquet that he was a featured piece at, and a big, strong, good-looking, athletic kid, and he was he became kind of that, they were talking about him up at Forest Lake. He talked to people and he talked about him like Ohtani. You know, he went down to Southern Miss and he was pitching and hitting and they didn't know what he was going to do because he had that, the ability to do both. He ended up being quite a home run hitter down there. But played in Forest Lake there for a good program. Brian Robbie knows and coached him at one time. And he developed and all of a sudden he was going to Southern Miss and all of a sudden he was putting up numbers there. And I remember just last year somebody said, this is the guy to keep an eye on because he's off the charts down there at that same school that Brian Dozier went to and Brett Favre went to, and he just did a number down there. And so they obviously they wanted him badly because they had him earmarked at him at 39th, and then the Cavaco, I think you said, Cavaco from the east side in Southern California, just watched the video of him, looks like he's got quick hands that can run really well. And obviously, they took a middle infielder named Royce Lewis from there a couple of years ago. So, from that same area of Southern California. So, interesting to see because he looks like he runs really well. And as you know, David, all those kids play shortstop in high school, and then you just figured out a position for them. They could play second, third, usually first, the outfield. You just figure it out because they're good athletes.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth? That's just kind of a roll with the. Bill, I saw a number one draft choice yesterday. Ran into Joe Mauer. Had a nice conversation with Joe.
Yeah, he's out and about and golfing, and ran Kevin Selman, one of his buddies, yesterday in the Skyway. We were talking about that, and then I played in Chad Greenway's tournament yesterday. And
that's where I was hanging.
Life
out.
For him, yeah. He's he's all over the. He can do. It's just different. He's got the 3 kids, and all those things that he got invited to all the time over the years, he can now partake in.
Yeah, just a good guy. Well, you mentioned Chad Greenway's Lead the Way Foundation. I was out there with my buddy Pete Eckerline yesterday in that, and I had a nice chat with Rick Spielman. And at the time I was talking with Rick, Maxie, I thought for sure that the new Big Ten commissioner was going to be the athletic director from Northwestern. And that was the word. And son of a gun, if it's not Kevin Warren of the Vikings, congratulations to Kevin. What a nice position for him.
Oh, boy, I guess just blew me away when I last night that surfaced that Kevin was going to be the next commissioner. Replaced Jim Delaney is an absolute legend in college sports. He's been there since 89 and, of course, has taken to the Big Ten to a level that college conferences didn't think they could be taken to with expanding the conference and the number of teams. you know, from Penn State to Nebraska to Rutgers and Maryland and the Big Ten Network, of course, and all that's done for him. He's an icon, and Kevin has been sitting there behind the scenes with the Vikings for a long time, worked a lot of the legal stuff, stadium, new practice facility, all those kinds of things, and kind of focused on the business side of things over there at the Vikings more than the player side of things. And all of a sudden, you know, I don't know how that came about, and it's going to be interesting to find out, but that is a huge job. That is a monster job to be the commissioner of the Big Ten right now with all that they've got going on. And congratulations to Kevin Warren, because I didn't know that any – I didn't hear even a murmur or a whiff that he was in the running for that position or the name of this soon, but it sounds like there's going to be a press conference today.
Yeah, really happy for him. That's a really neat position. In fact, we'll talk to Mark Coyle here about that, because Kevin was on the search committee that brought Mark here as an AD.
Yeah, and Kevin negotiated when the Vikings played at TCF Bank Stadium. He was heavily involved in that, and he's been here for a long time, and so you know, he knows a lot of people here in Minnesota, and it's just very congratulating. What he gets to take on, and that's such an honor and a privilege for him, and yet it's just a daunting responsibility because they've done so much and they keep growing it and keep it going. It's just it's going to be very interesting to see what he does, put his own mark on that, and you know, obviously feel akin to him with that strong Minnesota connection following him over the years.
More classes coming to Minnesota high school sports. Volleyball is going to get an additional. So actually, there's some decisions are made, but no shot clock apparently for basketball.
No shot. It didn't even come close to getting passed. And then they wanted to do kind of a Sweet 16 format again for basketball, and that didn't go anywhere either. So sometimes you got to just keep pounding away. I think they said about 8 states have a shot clock, something like that. So if they prove it, as they show how to make it work, although Minnesota's many times a leader in these areas, they're apparently not going to be on this one. Eventually, that I would think that if you follow basketball, you know, the three-point line, I remember they said there will never be a three-point line in high school basketball.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work. It's not a blah, blah, blah. Well, now there's a three-point line. Then they went from 4 8-minute quarters to 2 18-minute halves, and they just keep going. So eventually there'll be a shot clock, because everybody has a shot clock in professional and college basketball. So eventually there'll be a shot clock. It's just a matter of when. Tom Critchley and his group have been pushing hard to get that done sooner than later. But eventually you will see that in Minnesota, I'm sure.
Well, you go to the Dakotas and you ask them if they're going to remove the shot clock, and that isn't going to happen, because once they put it in, everybody loved it. So, hey,
yeah, exactly. And you know, the other thing is, you know, you're talking maybe about finances and teaching operators how to do it. Well, that's what you do. You advance things here. You push things forward. You know, you do boys volleyball because it's the right thing to do. That's what you're supposed to do when you're in leadership positions there. So eventually, I think these things will come to pass. But basketball was meant to be played at that pace. It wasn't, you know, I don't think anybody goes and plays a summer game of basketball so that they can sit and work the ball around and, you know, see the low post and kick it out. Now, you want to move and you want to run. You want to do all those things. And that's what the shot clock is.
Yep. Kids like the fast motion of sports, I think, which you may have heard baseball a little bit at youth levels. Hey,
yes,
Mike.
Yeah, for sure.
I do want to talk to you a bit about the graduation, and really a no-brainer for parents. Get the Old Dutch potato chips for the celebration.
Yep, done deal.
Yeah, not much to it. That's all you need to do.
So many people are doing them outside now. They do the combo graduation parties with a couple of kids at one, and they go down to a park. And I went to the Sloppy Joe pick chips last night. I did the Restaurantes last night, 2 for $6, because they wanted to get the salsa with it. And I was really hungry for it, and I wanted to open it on the way home. But I got the Sloppy Joe sitting in the box right now. And then I saw those Rip L chips. It's Rip Dash L.
Yeah,
I said you can't walk out of here without a box of those.
That's what they called you when you had your shirt off in high school.
Ripped out.
Yeah, that was it right there. That's where that whole thing came from. I don't know if people know that, but now you got these 85th anniversary ones too. Seasoned salt gourmet popcorn. You mentioned the Sloppy Joes, the creamy chive and onion chips, and the roasted red pepper hummus potato chips. And I mean, graduation. You want an A+ from your kids? Get Old Dutch chips.
Yep, stopped by Subway the other day, got some chips and all these 85th anniversary ones. The time and energy that they put into them, and to celebrate, obviously, a great Minnesota institution, Old Dutch. But they leave it to Old Dutch, right? They don't miss a trick. When 85th anniversary, and boom, they got a new line of chips out there. And I don't know, not everybody's ready to mix and match them in one bowl, but if you're ready to graduate.
Yeah, you just don't do that all of a sudden,
life,
right?
Take a shot once you say, Dave, but you got to be ready for it.
You got to worry. You just can't just do it like that. And, of course, I have an anniversary coming up in 2 weeks, and you can bet that one of the gifts is going to be Old Dutch Chips. I'm not ruining anything because she knows it's coming. So.
Yep, a card and Old Dutch Chips.
You kidding me?
Sometimes it gets home, sometimes it doesn't. At least the card will.
Yeah, just get to the store and take care of yourself, folks. Old Dutch Chips, perfect at any party. And the 85th anniversary pack, by the way, is unlimited. Maxie, I'll talk to you in 1 hour.
You got it. Thanks, Dave.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.